At high speeds, funny things happen on the way to work. Time slows down, and distance shrinks as well. It means that if you could travel at 99% of the speed of light, the universe would suddenly become 7 times smaller than it was before. A star 7 light years distant would magically float just a single light year away. The effect becomes amazing if you traveled at 99.999999% of light speed, where you'd experience a dilation factor of 22,000. Your clocks would tick off just 1 year, while more than 223 centuries simultaneously elapsed back on Earth. In addition, all distances in front of you would shrink by the same margin. You could reach the center of the Milky Way in a single year. With that much territory at your disposal, your social life could expand enormously. You could hold your next party near the black hole at the galaxy's center and toss pretzels in just for laughs. Of course, there's no escaping the fact that when you returned, the party would really be over. During your 2-year round trip, 45,000 years would have simultaneously passed on Earth. You'd be seriously old-fashioned. And we're not talking about whether bell bottoms would be in or out. You'd be lucky if they didn't throw you into a zoo. Another wrinkle is that near the speed of light, everything in the universe would seem to lie directly ahead. That's because when walking briskly through a rain shower, we must tilt the umbrella forward a bit to keep from getting wet. Or when driving through a snowstorm, the flakes seem to come from ahead while the rear window hardly gets hit at all. This effect, called aberration, is also seen with light. Because of Earth's 18-mile-a-second motion around the sun, stars are displaced a bit from their true positions. So out the cockpit window would hover a solitary, blindingly bright star, which is everything in the universe, clumped into one dazzling ball. It is surrounded by blackness. Out the rear window, our astronaut sees nothing at all. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.